Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Padback for your corporate thunder. I am Tom Diggs.
Boom!
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Wow. Good
day, Tony.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Fucking having a beautiful day. Dirty Mike went 2-0 in the French Open. Picks Friday on the horizon. Kind of got my ass kicked in baseball last night. Life is good.
Let's go back.
Picks Friday.
Let's rewind about 10 seconds.
Ooh.
Right back.
Because you texted.
Oh, you're right. We didn't go 2-0.
No, you did not.
Oh no!
You texted,
thank you for reminding me.
You texted the golf chat and said, "Hey, Dirty Mike has changed his pick to Casper Ruud. He's off as ever." Have you texted us that last night? But you know the good listeners of the
you're right.
The show won. That's all that matters, Bruce.
The show.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, suckers.
The show won. We're good, Bruce.
We were robbed of potential all-time great semifinal. 1-1. Alcantara won 7-5 in the second. Fucking him and Joker were going back and forth. Not saying Joker wouldn't have won, but I was picturing a fifth set. Fucking greatness.
It was very cool to see Alcaraz.
They were playing awesome.
Yeah, it was the highest quality match those first two sets in probably 2 or 3 years in tennis. That was really cool. A bit of a clinic there in that first set with Djokovic kind of, you know, and like, hey, youngster, I gotcha. But then Alcaraz was fighting back, and then, boom, cramp, you're dead.
Yeah. Did you get to catch any of it, Foxy? Or, sorry, Gumpy, we were watching in here.
Oh, yeah, I had it going.
Yeah, that second set was awesome.
Tennis. I had fucking, when you can get the double going at, like, 7 a.m. with fucking golf and tennis.
That's
cool. Not a bad start to the day to be. Kind of cleanses the soul, to be honest.
A bit, yeah. You get lost. You get lost in the sauce.
You do get lost in the sauce. The man who talked right before we went live, Otter, how are we?
Tony, we got finals game tonight. I'm pumped.
We do have a finals game tonight.
Yeah.
That's the NBA finals he's talking about. Last night we had NHL finals. Panthers get on the board in overtime.
We got a series. That's all we wanted.
We never didn't have a series, okay?
Just play more games.
You know,
dude.
I know. Series doesn't start until you lose on home ice.
Panthers were skating in quicksand in the third, dude. I can't believe they tied it. They were dead to rights, man.
Bob. Hey, Bob.
The best part is for the Panthers, if they can win on Saturday night, there's 2 days off with every game the rest of the way.
Travel, yeah.
So they still got to win four. If they don't win four, it doesn't matter.
Travel.
Could be a gentleman still.
Could be. It absolutely could be. And then last night in baseball, I know all of us, we had a tough one with the Astros.
Astros buried us in the fifth. Fucking had it, dude. Yeah, we're sitting pretty.
That was gross.
Drew Smiley laid an egg. I mean, it wasn't pretty out there.
It'll happen.
Who came home? Marlins?
Let me look. Dodgers, any way you could get them if you were on them.
Yankees second game.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Yankees first game came home. First five, anyway.
Yeah.
Baltimore?
No.
Red Sox plus 1.5?
No, not even close.
Cleveland. I was on Cleveland and Savali.
That's
Cleveland win?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They beat the Sox. Killed them.
10-3, yeah.
Yeah, Kluber's not a reliever either, if anyone was wondering.
Good.
Play time.
Good job. Let's do NBA Finals tonight. 3.5 is the number. Nuggets are favored down in Miami. I talked about it yesterday. I was on the Nuggets in game 3 because of effort. But, you know, I talked about on Pat's show earlier. When you know a team's going to play with effort and they have the better players, that's a good feeling. I think the Heat will obviously play with better effort tonight, but they don't have the better players. So it puts me in a pickle. Heat at home. I'll take the Heat plus 3.5. I don't feel great about it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm Nuggets money line again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I'm still on the Heat plus 3.5. I am a little bit less confident than I was going into game 3 in the Heat, namely because they lost. And I'm back on Gabe Vincent over 13.5. You know, they need him to score in the teens, the high teens. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll have a bounce back game here in game four at home. So those are my two plays.
Mitt?
See, I'm also on the Heat, but I am getting the closer we're getting to game time, I'm thinking about switching to going with Denver. Denver is so fucking unguardable. Like, God, it's really hard for me to take the Heat, but I'm gonna take the Heat money line. I really want this to go at least six. Come on, let's play some basketball. Let's go. Heat
play some ball, boys.
Heat money
play
line.
Play some ball tonight.
What?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Welcome to the city where the heat is on.
You were talking, so I was listening.
I know, but you're looking at me.
No.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at me.
I know that this is probably the saddest I've ever sounded giving a bet, but that's because I'm genuinely upset that the NBA seems like it's coming to an end.
I mean, there's still drama. Fucking Harden's going to the Suns now. They're getting the band back together.
Yeah, I mean, the Lakers are going to get Chris Paul, and then like they might as well just like get Carmelo Anthony out of retirement and D-Wade and sign the banana boat and just do it.
That would be hell sweet. Yeah. I like that idea, actually. Ooh,
sweet.
Not bad.
It's good.
Could be worse.
God, if we sign Chris Paul, I'm going to be so mad.
You'll be all right. All right. Let's do baseball.
Here we go.
What say you?
Go on.
Pretty good slate. Nice little slate. How do we feel? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's good. We're good.
Okay. Let's do it then. Let's do it then. Merrill Kelly goes against Michael Lorenzen. D-backs at Detroit. I like the D-backs. You know, I bet them quite frequently. Tigers aren't great. So I'll take D-backs first five money line, -134.
Yes, sir. Sign me up.
Hell yeah. Anybody else? Sign me up.
No, thanks.
Okay. Texas is in Tampa.
Ooh. This is a fucking banger of a matchup here.
Is this a pitching change?
Fucking ALCS preview. Craig.
No, there's no pitching change.
Haney was always the starter.
You may just may not have
are
glass
you doing, are you doing what I think you're gonna do, Bruce?
Yeah. Rangers +1.5, full game.
Was this Glasnow's third start?
Yep.
Feels like he's starting to cook. Give me the Rays first five money line.
I could. Are we sure Haney was a starter all day?
Yeah, he was last night.
It was always Heaney throwing.
Never down. Changed.
Well, I got him first five +0.5.
Yeah, you do.
So you like Heaney.
So I'm just
a little bit.
I'm just gonna stick with it. Boston Whitlock goes against Cole.
Ooh.
I will take the Yankees full game money line -150.
That is the side.
Yeah, the bad spot to be when you're reeling. That would be the Bronx. Give me the Yankees full game money line.
Okay.
Or the perfect place to get back on track while Calhoun is hitting four hole for the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Calhoun?
Yeah, he's hitting four hole, I think.
It's pretty good. It's a good spot for him. KC's in Baltimore. Daniel Lintz goes against Tyler Wells. I'm going to go full game. I'm going to lay the 1.5 run line with the O's.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the half on the first five, so.
Okay.
I like Wells over Lynch here.
Yep. I laid the juice full game. Bit of a parlay piece, if you
okay,
will.
Okay, it could be a bit of a
parlay. Oh, the old PP.
If you will.
Bit of a piece if of a parlay. You might not get two legs out of it, but you might get one.
Oh, fuck. Oh, back to the finals. I like the Nuggets money line.
My bad.
Michael Grove is going for the Dodgers in Philly against Rangers.
Change.
Juarez.
Change.
I'm actually going to take the Dodgers first five +0.5.
Change. V. Gonzalez going for the Dodgers.
Are you kidding me? God damn it.
It is Victor.
Hold the phone.
Sign me up for Victor, dude.
It is a short price on your Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, so Victor's an opener.
Oh, yeah.
An opener?
Dodgers,
what is it, a Dodgers can of beans? Five,
minus 112. Sign me up.
It's all right. I'll still take Dodgers plus a half.
Dodgers, Rangers, Dodgers over Rangers, Suarez.
Get them. Now, I go through a little lull here where I don't have many picks, but.
Oh, we're dancing now.
Mets are at the Buccos, McGill and Rich Hill. I'm out.
Ooh. Thought about taking the Buccos plus a half, but I'm out. Okay.
I'm on the Buccos plus one and a half full game.
Another, I knew it.
Another
turn down Big Dick Mountain on a Friday night.
I do love a Dick Mountain on Friday night.
Yeah, you do. Minnesota's in Toronto. Sonny Gray versus Kikuchi. I wanted to take the Twins, but they are not playing good baseball. So,
yeah, I'm gonna die with Sonny here with a 2.15 Twins first five money line.
Yeah, that was. I looked at it.
I can't believe they weren't getting a half.
The Blue Jays are hot winners of 9 of their last 11. I like Kikuchi full game.
Yeah, ooh. And the Twins have lost 5 in a row, so you can see where I was.
We got Sonny. As long as we got
Sonny.
Yeah, that is the only thing to really hang the hat on.
Christian Javier goes against Logan Allen, Houston, Cleveland.
Stros first five plus a half. Come on.
Very short. Let us down last night. I'm on the Stros full game here.
Okay.
What's his name? Just went on the DL, unfortunately. Yordan Alvarez.
Ay, 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 ay.
Josiah Gray of the Washington Nationals.
Ever heard of him?
Yeah, I have. AJ Smith. Shaver. Youngin. Fucking 20 years old. He's got the stuff. But okay, I'm so fucking short. I'm gonna stay away. Is he frozen?
Do we got the lad? Hello, lad. Hello.
If he's frozen or if he's fucking with us. He's frozen.
Hang up on him. I feel like his eyes are moving. I don't know.
Calling the lad.
This is a real show.
This is a little inside baseball on how we do the show.
Yep, in case you guys didn't know, Gump's not here. We call him.
Tough scene.
We do
tough
indeed.
Scene there. I got
inside nothing. Baseball there.
I got nothing on that one.
Okay.
Me either.
Yuri Perez goes against Dylan Cease.
Cease.
I like Cease and the White Sox at home, short price, first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only side.
Louis Medina throws against Adrian Hauser. I will go full game and I'll lay the 1.5 with the Brewers.
Ooh, no, nothing for me on that one.
Okay. Ben Lively goes against Jordo Montgomery. That is Reds in St. Louis. You're going to give me Reds plus money plus a half. I'll take it.
Ooh, I'm out.
That team's going a different direction right now.
Yeah, tough to put your finger on that one.
Yeah, you're right. Yu Darvish versus Austin Gomer. Love the pitching matchup. Don't like the hitting matchup. I'll stay away.
Yeah, no thanks.
Talk about a fucking pitching matchup. Luis Castillo goes against Shohei Ohtani. I wanted to take the Angels. Thought about taking the Angels. Did I take the Angels?
Shohei.
No, I respect Castillo and the run he's on as well. I stayed away.
Give me the Mariners first five plus a half.
Okay. I got no problem with that. Stroman goes against Desclafani. I'm out.
The nightcap. Give me the I'll die with the Cubbies again. First five plus a half. Desclafani's hit a bit of a schneid here.
He's not been good as of late. So I'm on D-backs first five money line, the Rangers first five plus a half, the Yankees full game money line, Orioles full game run line, Dodgers first five plus a half, Brewers full game run line, and Reds first five plus a half.
All first five, D-backs money line, Rays money line, Orioles minus a half, Dodgers money line, Twins money line, Stros plus a half, White Sox money line, Mariners plus a half, Cubs plus a half. A lot of pops.
What do you got, Brucey?
Oh, my best bets live in Texas. I'm on the Rangers +1.5 full game, the Pirates +1.5 full game, the Yankees money line, the Orioles money line, the Blue Jays, and the Astros. That is a parlay.
Okay. Parlay.
You want any college baseball?
Parlay.
You want any college baseball?
Yeah, I do.
The TCU Horned Frogs. Horned Frogs. Are they horned or horn?
TCU Horned Frogs.
Horned Frogs. Horned Frogs. They're -180 against Indiana State. TCU is my pick to win the whole shebang. I think they get off on the right foot at 5 p.m. And then the game of the night.
Yes.
Do they do a series here? Three games? Or am I wrong?
Maybe.
Is it one and done?
Nah, that doesn't feel right.
I'm going to find out tonight.
The women's tournament, I know it's double elimination.
Gotcha. That's good.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
But the Texas Longhorns are taking on the Stanford Cardinals at Stanford. I'm on the Cardinals +1.5, -170. Parlayed with TCU, that is +140.
Okay.
All right.
If we're going through random sports here, we got a little PLL action. I was decently hot last week, so we're going to run this back. We're going to go with the Water Dogs over the Redwoods. Tonight, actually, at 5:30. That's a money line pick there. And then we're going Whip Snakes over the Atlas. I think the Atlas stink, so I'm going to keep betting against them. That's tomorrow. That's a money line. And then we're going to go with the Cannons. +1.5, -150 against the Chaos. Both teams lost last week, so I'm not sure who's... Honestly, I don't really know who's good on either of these teams. Kind of seems like nobody, but I'm going with the +1.5. Okay. The Dogs were eating last week, so
okay. We'll
see.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the game of games this weekend.
The Champions
League. Champions! Champions!
Champions!
I was thinking about taking a flyer on Inter earlier in the week.
Ooh.
They've been replaying the semi.
Yeah, they have.
Every morning here on CBS. Man City's a fucking wagon, okay? I'm going to take them on FanDuel. There's a Man City to win, Man City most shots on target, and Man City most corners +115. That'll be my bet for the game.
Okay. You can get, I have two bets.
Kai?
Both teams to score.
Kai?
Okay. Yes, is -116. Hoping Inter just kind of slides one in at some point. And then you can get Man City to win and both teams to score at +200.
Okay.
Why don't they make it easier to just find Man City -1.5? Why are they deprioritizing
it? It is tough to find, and it's only it's spread no push. So Man City -1 is +130. So they got to win by two.
Yeah.
But then you can do the handicap draw at -1 at +230. So if you think
you could bet them both, you're saying, and kind of wax out
Man City to win by two at +130 feels like they're not the same team, but I always just have flashbacks to what Chelsea did to them in the Champions League final a few years back. But they're better now with Haaland. Like, it's not the same team.
Pepe McPepster.
There's also it's a little bit of juice, but Man City to be leading at 60 minutes is -160.
It's not bad.
Man City to be leading at 30 minutes is +145. That's a little early for me.
Usually in big games, happened in the FA Cup final, Gundogan's been scoring for them. He's +370 to score, so sign me up for that too.
Okay.
Who?
Got two in the FA Cup final.
Who?
Gundogan.
Could be a send-off, actually. He's out of contract.
I believe he's an Argentinian, if I am correct.
German.
He's a German, my bad. Who am I thinking of?
Close.
Who am I thinking of from Argentina? Striker.
There's a big Inter Milan's coach got a big decision to make up top too. So you're gonna go with Dzeko revenge game, or
I was thinking of fucking Higuain.
Higuain. he should go back to Inter Miami.
I was thinking of Higuain.
Inter's coach, do you go with Dzeko revenge game against City, or do you put Lukaku out there? I mean,
always.
It's a massive decision looming. All year he hasn't had both of them healthy, so it's kind of interesting.
All right, that'll be Champions League. Always a good time. Just tune in for the pregame. It's always fucking awesome.
Banger.
What's going on the Live Tour?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What's going on?
There was a merger this week.
Harry Higgs is 600.
What?
Oh, he's checking the actual Live Tour, like what they're doing.
Harry Higgs is on the Live Tour?
No, I'm talking about the RBC Canadian
Open. Carl Juan is 900, fucking leading the way.
See that guy swing?
He falling out of his shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's walking through it, I saw.
He's out for a fucking hot dog after this thing.
Hell yeah.
The favorite is Corey Connors, plus 400.
Always seems to fade.
He does, doesn't he?
Hadwin had a nice eagle today.
Saw that.
Tyrell Hatton's moving into pole position, 5-1. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. Give me Max Verstappen this weekend, minus 150.
Because why wouldn't you?
Boom!
What is he actually? Let's check.
Oh, I thought that was short.
Yeah, that is short.
No, it is super short, but he might be even shorter. You never know. Max Verstappen, he's minus
some MLS.
He's minus 300.
Okay, that makes more sense.
In the Canadian Grand Prix.
Where's
why
that?
Why don't you go there?
Oh, wait a minute. Forte is your betting favorite in the Belmont Stakes. Going against him, our national treasure and Tappet Trice. I believe you must pick from one of those two, in my humble opinion. And I am choosing the two horse Tappet Trice.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, baby Bruce.
Hopefully nobody dies.
You said it, man.
Good call.
All right.
You want some MLS?
MLS.
I forgot about MLS. That's on me.
Give it to us.
You know? I like Atlanta money line at home against DC United.
Yeah.
Sounders draw no bet at Charlotte.
Maybe.
Minnesota double chance at Montreal. Nashville draw no bet at Toronto. Columbus draw no bet at Chicago.
Yeah.
LAFC draw no bet at Houston.
Yeah.
Austin double chance at Sporting Kansas City. Philadelphia Union draw no bet at San Jose.
Yeah.
And then Cincinnati, the best team in the league, is again double chance minus 115 at Vancouver.
How are they?
Them up.
Why are they? I think
they're like plus 200 money line.
Probably because they played the Riverhounds midweek and they fucking were all in.
Why are they double chance at Vancouver?
I just told you what.
Are you going to be boots on the ground?
Are you boots on the ground?
UFC is in Vancouver tomorrow too.
Whoa.
Are you boots on the ground for both?
There's the Harbor Air, fucking water to water, could hop in.
Is that the really good UFC card?
I don't think
so. Yeah, it's not bad.
I
don't know what the main event is.
I feel like we would have heard more about it, but maybe not.
The main event of the evening.
And then Sunday, I just like St. Louis moneyline and Dallas double chance.
Okay.
Nice job by MLS spreading it out to Sunday there.
That is nice.
Smart.
Good time to do it. All right. We'll be back Monday. Hope everyone has a great weekend, okay? Stay safe.
Okay.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.